Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alex Cole. Batting second. The third baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Aldrete. Batting seventh. The DH, Carlos Martinez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willie Blair. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dan Pasqua. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Sammy Sosa. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Scott Fletcher. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack McDowell. And now, play ball. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cole hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Berga strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Raines hits a line drive beyond second. Berga can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aldrete fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Blair covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Aldrete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Whiten hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Aldrete batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Aldrete takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Fletcher fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Pasqua takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Johnson hits a line drive beyond third. Brown can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Sammy Sosa batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. There goes Johnson. The throw from Skinner and he is out, Berga applying the tag. One out. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sosa takes first base on ball 4. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it, throws to first for 1, and over to second, with Furman covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Skinner hits a fly ball into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Furman hits a line drive for a single. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cole is 0 for 1 in the game. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fletcher fields it and throws to first for 1. The throw to second, and they've got Furman trapped. There's the throw back to Fletcher who tags Furman for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Guillen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Whiten. Guillen reaches second base with a double. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Raines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Raines bunts towards the mound. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. Guillen moves to third. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. Ventura hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive beyond second. Berga can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pasqua is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fisk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-0, White Sox. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Rod Nichols now pitching. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sosa is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sosa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aldrete scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sosa for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berga is 0 for 1 in the game. Berga hits a line drive towards the mound. McDowell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fletcher hits a pop-up towards short. Furman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Guillen hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Raines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ventura hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whiten is 0 for 1 in the game. Whiten hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Johnson. Whiten reaches second base with a double. Mike Aldrete is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Aldrete is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Aldrete hits a line drive beyond second. Fletcher can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Whiten scores. It's 6-1, White Sox. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, White Sox. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pasqua hits a line drive for a single. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fisk is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Fisk strikes out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Furman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Furman hits a line drive beyond short. Guillen can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cole is 0 for 2 in the game. Cole strikes out. One out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pasqua fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Furman for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Sosa is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Sosa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fletcher is 0-for-2 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Guillen hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Nichols scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guillen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berga is 0-for-2 in the game. Berga hits a line drive for a single. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell strikes out. 1 out. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Whiten is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Whiten hits a fly ball into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Aldrete is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Aldrete is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Aldrete hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Ventura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ventura hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards second. Berga scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-2 in the game. Skinner hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Furman is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Porras-Chica now playing shortstop. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Pasqua is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pasqua hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson hits a line drive beyond short. Perez Chica can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sosa is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Sosa strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Cole is 0-for-3 in the game. Cole strikes out. One out. Jerry Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There's a wild pitch. Brown moves to second. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Berga is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pascua scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berga for the out. Brown moves to third. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a line drive off the glove of Pascua, and into shallow right field. Bell reaches second base with a double. Brown scores. It's 7-2, White Sox. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Whiten is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pascua scoops it up and throws to first, with McDowell covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.